10 years ago today, a singer and guitarist named Jeff Buckley took an ill-fated swim in the Mississippi River near Memphis. At the time, he was a rising star. In the years since he drowned, he has become something of an icon. Jeff Buckley only recorded one studio album, Grace, it's called. It didn't sell well at the time. Now ask any major musician and they'll tell you it's a classic. This is our last goodbye. Buckley sings punk rock, French cabaret, a carol by British composer Benjamin Britten. These were songs born in late-night performances in an Irish bar on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Songs from a musician with a big voice and an even bigger creative range, says music critic and Buckley biographer David Brown.
Right from the start, he really seemed like someone who the record industry refers to as a heritage artist. He seemed like someone who was going to be around for a long time and who was going to have this incredibly long, winding career that you could follow.
Since Jeff Buckley died, there has been a steady stream of releases with mostly the same limited number of songs. Reissued, repackaged, road versions, live cuts, a DVD. A movie is reportedly in the works. And last week, another CD appeared, So Real, Songs from Jeff Buckley. It includes Buckley's signature song, his version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Maybe there is a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you.
10 years on, Buckley's performance is just as haunting, fitting for a singer who is still calling out to new fans.
It's very emotional, hard-on-your-sleeve stuff, and not in a kind of mawkish way, either. He wasn't afraid to push his voice and his music to this kind of limits. He would just, like, let it flow. The songs could stretch on for a long time. He could push his voice to the upper ranges. He didn't seem to be really holding back, and that's very appealing. It's very cathartic, and I think you can kind of live vicariously through it emotionally.
That's music critic David Brown speaking about Jeff Buckley. And to hear more songs, go to npr.org/music.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.